Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my fantabulous extra, I'm missing an adjective here.
Throw one in there. Sparkly.
You got no adjective, huh?
Sparkly.
Sparkly, my sparkly co-host, Miss Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
If you hug her, glitter is just going to fall off and get all over you. That's what
happens.
All right. So if you don't want glitter on you, steer clear of Brown Sugar. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. So please, give us a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You don't want to call. You want to just have that direct to us interaction. You can go to smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room. It's been hot up in there past few days. It's been crazy hot.
Past few episodes, we've had some characters in here.
Yes, we have.
It's been enjoyable, though.
Yes, smoothdrama.com. Just dive in. It's anonymous, and you can get your smack talk on. Social media. You ask to get in the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. KN95, AKN95, AKA, I keep Mentos in my back pocket. That's how he's rolling, Mr. J. I kid Mr. J, but I don't. we'll let you in the Smooth Drama group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, add us, whatever. You can get in with us, but not for too much longer.
Why is that?
You want to know why? They're talking about subscription fees for Instagram and for other social media sites.
But they've been talking about that since they started Facebook.
Yeah, but they're being real with it now. They're putting it out there. Like, hey,
well,
guess what? Boom.
Yeah, well, it's funny you think about, I think I was having this conversation with you the other day as far as, like not being on social media as much and maybe not having an account anymore. So, that would be a good incentive to get off because I'm not paying.
I'm not even, what they're doing is this, and this is what they're saying. Instagram subscriptions, creators can develop deeper connections with their most engaged followers and grow their recurring monthly income by giving subscribers access to exclusive content and benefits. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's only if you're an influencer.
Isn't everybody that's on the internet an influencer?
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I'm not selling products or doing videos or,
are listening to you, you're an influencer, technically speaking.
Yeah, but my Instagram is personal. It's not business related.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If they listening. You are an influencer.
Yeah, no. They would have to know my name, not my radio name. They'd have to know my name. And
are you
they'd have to request it.
Are you running away from mm-hmm. your influencer responsibility?
No.
Your stalkers want to know.
I just never. I doubt that. No. I mean, because they can always email you, always email Smooth Drama if they want to get in contact or want to know what's going on with me, right? They have access. No. They can jump in the chat room.
You know what? I'm just gonna put your info out there. You know what? You want to hit up Brown Sugar. Here's where you going to go. Holla at your girl.
At smoothdrama.smoothdrama.com. You can meet me in the chat room. You can meet me in the chat room.
Yeah, you same boat.
Yeah. No, I'm good with the way things are now. I'm good at being slightly anonymous. I mean, you only would know if you looked, if you searched, so, you know.
Okay.
If you're not looking or searching, then you don't know.
All right, well, it launched yesterday, so if you're trying to pay for something, I guess that's what's that, OnlyFans or something like that, where you can pay to watch somebody sit down and do nothing or walk around or whatever. I've always thought that was really, really weird. But
it is.
I mean,
it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual either. It could be your feet. It could be,
right?
You know, some people have back dimples. Some people, I've heard of a few people that just take pictures of their back dimples. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what back dimples are?
No, don't share it with me either. I don't want to know. Nope. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm just surprised you don't know what back dimples are.
I don't want to know what a back dimple is.
It's not bad. But you know what they are. You just didn't know that's what they were called. But all right. Go on.
Yeah,
we can go on to the next.
A dimple. A back dimple. Okay. All right. See, that's... Anyway.
See, I just wish somebody was in the chat that could say what back dimples are. Well,
I'm sure it'll come up. I'm sure it'll come up. You want to see what a back dimple is? Here's a back dimple right here. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, back dimples make you attractive, though, right? To some people.
Yeah, some people think they're sexy.
Well, I mean, there are some individuals who think back dimples are delicious. For example, right out here in Belmont, there's a couple of mountain lions that was fighting in Belmont neighborhood yesterday morning. Fighting, and one of them dragged the other one away.
Oh, you
know, kill them. You know, hey, the right to eat back dimples. This is my back dimple area. I catch them slipping when they on their way home drunk. So you ain't going to be coming here and eating dimples in my hood. And so that's what happened. People don't even know that's what's going on either. Huh?
They had a gang fight? Well, yeah, if one was in the other one's territory.
Right. And he saw him, and it's on camera, apparently. Yeah.
Wow.
And he killed him, like, hey, better recognize the only people eating dimples in this area is me.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, because this
I'm
like,
sure he could care less whether back dimples are sexy or not, though.
They
might look delicious.
No, but I said delicious. See, because people don't understand that they're like walking ham sandwiches to these mountain lions and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're looking at you like, yeah, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat all that. Cause that's the fact that they're going for, right? It's like you got some stuff poking out. They're like, I'm tearing all that shit up. So, yeah. That's what we talking about.
They don't even need no skin to show.
Right. Well, I mean, this is like the third or the fourth time that mountain lions have been spotted in the Bay Area in the streets. One time, the guy was like hollering at these kids, like, "Hey, get out the street," because the mountain lion was behind the truck. Folks don't get that the animals is like, "Hey, y'all done poached in our territory. Y'all done set these fires and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And we trying to eat. And once again, we just pickles and potato chips to them."
Yeah.
Just saying. Juicy and everything.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Just popping,
you
popping,
cut down my house to make your house.
Exactly. You ran away my food. So guess what? You was already food. So I'm coming for you.
Exactly. I agree.
And not in a good way. So horrible today. Guess what, brown sugar? You like Eminem?
I do.
Guess what Eminem announced today?
That they're putting something else nasty in the middle of them.
No.
What they announced?
They are giving their candies more nuanced personality to underscore the importance of self-expression and power of community through storytelling. Meaning, Eminem's arms and legs are going to match their shell colors instead of the tan flesh tone the previous versions had. And the two female characters will wear less stereotypically feminine attire. And, you know, they're going to, the brown ones have lowered their pumps. It's not going to be high heel pumps or go-go boots. It's just going to be laid back sneakers.
Oh, I'm so tired of us. I am.
I was like, wait. I didn't even know that was happening. I didn't know they had shoes on.
I mean, now that you mention it, I envision it in my head, like some of the commercials that I've seen, but there's really not that many commercials of them anymore. So I'm like, so what?
So when I think of M&M's, I just think of eating M&M's and having to go to the dentist. That's all I've ever thought about when it came to Eminem.
Oh,
I didn't know they had pumps. I didn't think about Eminem's those fishnets that Eminem was wearing. It's too much. Where are the kids?
Oh, I didn't know they were wearing fishnets.
I'm making shit up at this point.
Oh.
I'm just making it up
because
it's like they're like, oh,
I mean, because they did. Pumps. One did wear boots.
Okay, so you better than me because I just thought M&M's are delicious.
I know is because Vanessa Williams is the voice of the female character. So, I mean, you know, her voice is distinctive. So it's kind of memorable to me, but. Yeah, that's the only reason why I know that one had on boots. And I only thought it was one female. I didn't know it was more than one.
Apparently,
it was the only female.
Apparently, it was more than one. I didn't know that Eminem had genders. Apparently,
I mean,
little Eminem penises and vaginas that
I mean,
and dimples, back dimples.
You know. And see, that's my issue, like, with, like, animation. Like, I mean, you make it a gender, because, you know, that's just life is that way. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a sexuality to them. You know what I don't understand. And you can have a gender for something that's animated, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a sexual thing.
I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know that we was taking Eminem seriously. I just thought, man,
yeah,
that's delicious, and that's all I got. Now
I can
celebrate delicious M&Ms. I got to look at, do they have heels on? Do they have boots on? Oh, my God. How does that make me feel? How do I unpack my feelings about M&Ms?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You know what?
I'm tired.
We just
it's
don't
too
go
much.
Away. We're going to go on break, and we're going to unpack our feelings and get in touch with our inner selves as we contemplate life as a stereotype in the new. Anyway. This is Rhapsody.
Dollars, dollars, circulate. Hey, dollars, dollars, circulate. Dollars. They said we wouldn't have shit. Wouldn't last if it was up to white Jesus niggas started to believe and started birthing and breathing it. Oh, the lies y'all sold us. So, this whole love of ours, this gospel we sing, this little shine of mine, I'm gonna let it eat me up. I'm gonna let it kill me. Gonna let it fuck me up till I'm leaning, till I'm painin', till I'm feeling better. Wow. I kind of feel better now. Because I got it now. For me, for him, for her, for my grandmama who had to pick cotton, and my granddaddy who got lashed at and laughed at, who you turned your back on, who you took your turn on for Massa. I'm sorry, I'm kind of violent now. Fucking tired now. Don't mean to disturb your peace, just needed a little piece of what you got when I helped you out for Massa. Y'all got me hot now. My asking for permission, came back to see what's good now. Niggas buying dreams by the pound, only real niggas selling, only real niggas feel your fear. It's nice how I frightened you. It's nice how I inspired you to look, to think, to act like me. Little old me, little old me came back to say, we made it.
Together you guys, Smooth Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Rhapsody, Oprah. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, now that I've taking that time to contemplate life and wonder where I stand in the universe, in a universe where M&Ms have feelings, feelings
right.
About M&Ms that have nothing to do with, hey, how can I increase my opportunity to get diabetes. That's a bad joke, but so true.
It's only true if you overdo. If you eat it in moderation, you'll be fine. But if you eat a pack of M&Ms once a month, you'll be fine.
Okay. I'm just casually regurgitating spontaneous thoughts in my head. It just happens okay. Like that. I don't even know that I'm going to say it. That's how bad it is. I don't even know that
you
I'm going to say
it. You
don't
know it?
I don't. No. You know how I operate. I don't even have that plan choreographed thought. I don't even sit up there like,
well,
hey,
do you know you're going to say it right before you say it? So can you stop yourself from saying stuff before you say it?
That's tough, because I'm a freestyle specialist.
Okay.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the rhyme, I'd have been one of the greatest battle rappers ever. I'm just not gonna rhyme though. It's not gonna rhyme.
Okay.
Okay. The burdens of life. And speaking
right.
of the burdens of life. Guess what, Brown Sugar? I'm going to
what?
Our dumbass of the week. All right. Shout out to a popular Czech folk singer, Hanka Parka.
Okay.
That's really her name. Hanka. Well, that was her name. Hanka Horka. So,
okay.
She deliberately caught COVID and died.
Hmm?
Her son.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So she wasn't vaccinated and she caught the virus from her son. She was like, you know what? I'm going to expose myself. I'm going to get it. It's all good. She got it. She said she recovered, and then died 2 days later.
Wow.
So, you know, for the hoax people out there, it's like, yeah, people do get sick. Yes, it affects different people differently, but it still can affect you. I mean, it's like the Russian roulette thing, right? So, yeah, you'll have sick. You put one bullet in the chamber, you got six chances. One of them chances probably gonna kill you. Mm. So, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I just thought it was like, so she's just like, nah, I don't care. Y'all, because the son and the husband tested positive, and she was like, I'm good. Anka Porka.
That's
That's a mic drop. Just leave that one right there. Like,
that's stuff right there.
Yeah, don't tempt fate on purpose. Because, you know, you might get that knock on the door.
Exactly.
And now that I've done that, I guess it's just time to end the show. And just go home now. No, I'm actually St. Louis, the great state of Missouri, the show me state.
Okay, what do they want to show us?
Well, they want to show us how to do it. This is a dude who was arrested on domestic assault. And the prosecutors and the police argue he should be held without bail because of potential danger to the victim and others.
Mm-hmm.
But he was released from jail because he had a positive COVID test.
Mm.
That's how we live it.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to jail.
You can go free. Don't bring that mess here.
Yeah. Exactly. You are free to go and kill who you was trying to kill the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It is a horrible joke. But the truth is always semi-smile-induced. I'm not that I'm trying to smile from that, but it's like, wow. That's what we doing? We're releasing folks they got COVID. Convicted criminals. I guess they was like, shh, look. I'm like, you would think jail would be the one place that's uniquely qualified for isolation. It's punishment that they give out on purpose. So, I mean, this is an opportunity to just be cruel and unusual. They be cruel and unusual anyway. So, you know, you just show up. You got the hazmat suits. You spray his ass down. And throw him in the hole. We going to drop some food. And if you get too close, I'm going to spray you with the fire extinguisher. I mean, you can just do that stuff. What are you going to say? Just stay back. We're going to put your food in, medicine, whatnot, whatever. And that's it. I mean, I'm just thinking jail would be the perfect place. I guess they're like, nah, because we like to let our guys roam around and rape each other. I mean, maybe that's what it is. Because if we got COVID, we can't let them rape and kill the other guys.
Even still in jail, it's still closed quarters, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, open. They only go outside an hour a day, so.
They're
still in close contact.
I'm just saying, I got the hazmat suit on. I mean, I don't know why you just had the hazmat suit on. You make a move, I'm spraying you, homie. And if you make a tough move, I'm shooting you, homie. I don't know. But yeah. So you in St. Louis and you around or you or whatever and you thought it was sweet. I'm gonna be able to date her now. Nope. So I mean he was arrested after, you know, pushing the woman to the ground, hitting her in the face, and throwing a pot of hot soup at her, causing her to suffer several burns. Yeah. So they was like, they ain't even charging. They was like, you know what? Boom. Just release him. And the judge recommended that he should be held without bail. But they're like, nah, we ain't trying to do that. So, Missouri is just showing.
Well, at least, you know, COVID COVID is the winner every time.
Yeah. Why not? Because remember, you had that group of people, Midwest, then South, whatnot. They're like, nah, we don't care about none of that, what y'all talking about. And then they start dying. Then it got serious. It's like, all right.
True.
But it took all my homies dying for me to take it seriously. It's propaganda on the streets. I mean, look, it's just some people didn't get it. Some people got it, and they, you know, their own hard times. I got a partner. Shout out to my homie Claude, who's struggling with it. It's going on a month now. So, you know, we got it in our prayers, and it's an ebb and flow with it. Some people just cough a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stay home for a week or two. Which, I'm trying not to be horrible. I'm trying not to be horrible. I really am. But it just, I'm just wondering, what is the COVID masturbation game? Like the quarantine masturbation? What? How does that work?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, I'm just wondering, you know, people quarantine and whatnot, are they masturbating? It's weird. I know I shouldn't.
I'm sure people are in general. I don't think they're saying, oh, now I'm quarantined and now I can masturbate. I'm sure already, they still are.
I'm sorry. I just asked the question. It just flashed. I'm sorry. I got stopped.
Oh, so this is you not, yeah, okay, so this is your no filter. We just talked about this, that you don't think.
I've never had a filter.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of think you do, right. But I think in some cases you don't.
I'm going to go back. So.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to ask a real question. I'm going to get onto a real subject. You know, so we don't give y'all them bad visuals. So doctors transplanted two pig kidneys into a human.
Mm-hmm.
The University of Alabama. And this on top of, I think it was a couple weeks ago, somebody got a heart transplant from a pig.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so... We're talking about, they say rejection and you have to be compatible. And so my thought is, well, damn, if pig parts can go in you and your body doesn't reject it, does that mean that you are part pig? I'm just asking.
I mean, that's a fair question.
I mean,
who knows? But how would you know if you're part pig until that happens?
Well, so
like you don't know if your body is going to reject it until it happens. So
right. That's what
and
I'm
that
saying.
Doesn't mean just because it was successful doesn't mean that it will be successful long term.
Well,
I mean, his body still could reject it.
So, I mean, some people are aware of this. Some people maybe not. The Nation of Islam has a theory. I mean, we know about the famous one, right? They say white people are the devil. That one's out there. That's not an old, you know, there's no mystery on that one. You're a devil.
Yeah.
But they also say rat, pig, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of mixed with that. And so as a thought, I'm like thinking, man, people are taking pig parts. Because this, I've seen ears. They growing ears on pigs. Now they're growing, I mean, because they grow the parts on the outside skin of the pig. It is some weird looking stuff.
Yes, it looks creepy.
Right.
It's very sci-fi.
Yeah, it's a genetically modified pig. And they took two kidneys off of it and put it inside a human. And they're saying, hey, and the body didn't reject it. Yeah.
I mean.
And they've done it twice.
In order for that to happen, though, like the pig had to be like on a special diet. So, like, we don't know, like, what they were injecting the pig with, hormones or whatever. I mean, we don't know, like, what happens in order for that to happen. Like, what does the pig have to go through?
Well, okay. So, I mean, I'm sure there are some PETA people out there who's like, damn it. And I ain't hating because I understand, you know, all life is precious. So there's that. But yeah, so one of the recipients actually deemed brain dead, functionally dead,
mm-hmm.
And so. That was one of the people that they experimented on. Now, that right there is red flaggish for me, right? Because it's like, so when they declare your loved one dead, are they really dead? Or are they like, oh, well, they're functionally dead and the family gave up on them, so now we can experiment. I have that thought. In my head. We know about
Henrietta Leach. And that's a possibility.
We know about Henrietta Leach. We know that that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, that's the lie like, hey, I'm just going to put the tip in, right? We know that, yeah, if they're saying that they're doing this, it's all the way in. How many times have they gone all the way in without telling us? It's like, you know, that's the Bill Cosby thing, right? You woke up and it's like, I'm greasy. How many times did they do this? Somebody's declared dead, but are they? It's funny,
yeah,
but not funny. It's funny, but not funny. Because, I mean, I read this, I think of the worst. And so it's long been speculated, whispers, quote-unquote rumors, conspiracy theory type stuff, that the jails are harvest stations anyway. So as a black man who knows that we're incarcerated at a higher rate. And then you start thinking about our shanks, because because they do medical exams on all the prisoners. So they have their blood types. They have all of that. And then you say, okay, we need to experiment on somebody who's O, A, B. You know, you just pick the different blood types. You just pick the different things, and it's what happens. Oh, yeah, such and such died. What did they? That's...
We will never know.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm going to make that, and yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to believe that because, hell, they've done the mind control. They've done everything under the sun when it comes to manipulating people through scientific experiments, all in the name of science. So,
true.
I mean, even back to the days of what, Dr. Frankenstein. It's a book, but we know it's based on something true.
Mm-hmm.
Based on something true. Just a thought. You know, I mean, because I think about Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You know, we talk about bipolar, right? So, bipolar a created thing? Because Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, timid, then the other dude, break your neck. I don't know.
True.
I have these questions that come about whenever I see things, and they kind of trigger these thoughts. So, like I was saying earlier, you was talking about, do I have the filter? On this, is it filtered, or is it something you bring up and folks will look at you crazy? But I'm like, hey, empirical data says otherwise. And we know the reason why, going back to talking about the COVID, the reason why people didn't trust vaccines and any other vaccine is because everybody knows the government would experiment on your ass and not give a damn.
Not one damn.
Damn, fucks, whichever one you want to say. They got none for you. They don't give one. You don't even get the statistical 0.000001. That's how many they don't give. That's like the ultimate hater blue balls that they'll give you. You get no fucks from the government. So, I don't know. And so that's where the paranoia comes from. And that's why Hunka Harka, I'm messing up her name now, R.I.P. That's why skepticism will come, because it's not our government, it's all governments. So yeah, that is what is happening. So, I mean, I just bring it to the table. I mean, some people may say it sounds far-fetched, but going back to that original question, if you can...
What, that the government will test us? Will use us as guinea pigs?
No, not only that. I mean, so we start thinking about the other guy, I believe his name was David Bennett. He got the heart from a pig. And I'm like, why a pig? If we can clone humans, even though allegedly we're not, even though they're cloning woolly mammoths and dinosaurs and all this other stuff. If you could grow human parts, why are we growing pig? Why are we growing parts on pigs and putting that in people? Is this everybody needs to be walking swine? Is there something that I'd be more looking at that than anything else. pigs. All right. Well, you know what? I'm just going to drop that right there.
I mean, it's amazing.
I'm just going to drop that right there. I'm putting it. It's in your lap, brown sugar. It's right there.
What, the pig in his ear?
Yeah. Yeah, pig ears, pig hearts, pig kidneys. I mean. They going to be transplanting pig penises.
I feel like as much information as is out there and that we have access to, the less information they give us.
Or they give it to you.
No, I don't know.
You can't recognize it.
That's
on that
possible
note,
too.
I'm going to go on break. This is the Clay Creation. Black Cash Flow.
What is power? Yo.
Painting pictures, beat the canvas in my worst intent. Hood nigga trap star, man, that's what I am. Sorry about this rap thing being pious. Google opinion, it wasn't foreign, so I was biased. And I thought that I was better than them, better than him. But how better are you really the kid? When I was small, I wish I saw forward. Sean Marion, forgetting all the things I was fake like vegetarian. Forget the past, let's go back to the future. Body is loud, never lie, that's the promise I keep. You ain't bumping Clay Creation, and I promise you sleep. I ain't in your top five, COC, I'm a freak. They say Clay got skills, homeboy, he the man, though. Man, he make crack in the studio to band him. Got my father on the black father, Brandon. Pen after pen, the opposite of a Sambo. Blessing my endeavors, the connection never severed. He clever, never say never, if you die, live forever. I'm the black Wesley Snipes. I'm the middle of the night. I'm the passion of the Christ. I'm the one they built the pyramids for. I'm the one with the skin that they killing us for. Black people like a bakery, we need to get dough. Man, I get in God's face, man, I need to get low. Man, I need to get low. Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash flow. All black cash flow. All black, now what's the sign? Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash flow. All black cash flow. All black cash flow. And they quick to see error like my goodies. Black lives matter even if they wear hoodies. Coming out my shell, revealing the things I wrote. Sober-minded while these rappers revealing the things they smoke. I've been dropping knowledge, revealing the ones I quote. Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Garvey, Huey Dewey. I can't even see my grandma cause these niggas shoot. When they say they gon' pop you, man, these niggas poop. I can't even feel safe cause the cops is wild. And Garvey said we should buy up all the crowds and islands. What's the science? To get in holy wisdom to my clients. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash. They was calling me, they tried to front on me, and now they wanting me. Uncle Sam got his freaking hand out in front of me. I told him granddaddy paid all my debts. When he came to America on all your slave ships, the first shall be the last, now the slave got away. Now he's proud of his chains, keep his fear on his hip. Now he's proud of his brains, hear the quote from the cliff. Self-defense ain't violence, homie, it's intelligence. Turn your cheek. The world inherited by the meek, making meals. Lyric needs to kill for the thrill, keep the trail. Keep the trail. Y'all the trail, huh? Now what's the science? Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash though. Yeah. All black cash flow. Yeah. All black. See, what's the science? Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash flow.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation, Black Cash Flow. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So you know what time it is, right?
Time to check the clock? Do you know what time it is? That's the Kumo D, right?
Yeah. I did like it. Maybe it was the glasses. I don't know.
I wasn't a fan. It was he had the Wild West, and then that song I liked, but that was it. Yeah, he was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. I bought an album. It was whack. I threw it away. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, only in America can you be guilty as hell and not dark skinned and request new trials, not because you're innocent, but because, well, hey, somebody on the jury didn't like me. So, Ghislaine Maxwell, what do they call the women, the madam? She's the international madam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's requesting, they filed a formal request for a retrial after raising concerns over a juror's possible failure to disclose that he had been sexually abused as a child. Because, you know, somebody was sexually abused and I'm accused of sexual abuse and I'm guilty of it, but damn it, somebody who was sexually abused shouldn't be on my jury.
So, I mean, I feel like to a degree that should be, it has to be fair. I mean, how do you know that person's going to be impartial or not?
Okay. So I'm not even going to go into the whole jury process. Because it's supposed to be the jury of your peers, which is hilarious. Because a jury of your peers for us, I mean, it's non-existent. They're not going to get nobody from my neighborhood to be on the jury. Bunch of people that look like, oh, my neighbors, that's Sam. Sam's gonna be impartial. Okay. He know me. You know I ain't about that. I might have stabbed three of them, Sam, but them other six is lying. It's not even about being not guilty. If somebody is looking at me unfair, this is what we doing now. This is the Groundhog Day. Nobody's arguing about not being guilty. It's like, but why should I get in trouble even though I'm guilty as hell? Why should I get in trouble? That's what we're talking about here.
That's the premise. Yeah, that's how people think now. Yeah, even if I am guilty, I shouldn't get in trouble for what I've done.
Right. Nobody should get in trouble. It's the participation trophy concept.
Yeah.
Hey, I should be on the team. Hey, you know, I should get to play. You know, I haven't earned any. It's like you don't earn nothing. Nothing needs to be earned. It's just gonna happen. So yeah, I'm not shocked by that one. It was. The other Groundhog Day, because it's like I got three Groundhog Days, right? Pregnant woman expecting twins remains hospitalized in a critical condition after her boyfriend set her on fire.
OMG.
Devon Marsh got into an argument with his 26-year-old girlfriend at the house in Detroit, doused her with lighter fluid, and set her on fire. So, why is this Groundhog Day? Because we talk about black folks, and we talk about the psychological change of slavery. We can talk about how society sees us in a certain way, and that has shaped how we see each other. But we start getting into these zones where little kids are getting shot. We're setting pregnant women on. So we have these situations where folks can't have a disagreement without being violently disagreeable. And when we say violently disagreeable, it's to the next level when it comes to the black community, right?
Anytime we're in a disagreement, that other person has to die.
Right. Or just being tortured horribly.
Maimed, yeah.
Right. This is what we're doing. I remember, what was it? I think it was a couple months ago when they had the community game night and they wouldn't let homie in, and he came back and he shot everybody in there because they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is... Soft. Soft is the... Soft with the capital mentally
everybody has that I'm going to show you mentality. So I'm going to show you who's boss.
Very, very, very tender in the head mentally, where it doesn't even, because like I said, I'm disgusted and I don't care about no BLM protests, because I saw there was another one with the police shootings, and but protest this shit too. I'm tired. It's like, this is the stuff that irks me. He lit her on fire. Pregnant or not, you shouldn't light people on fire. It's a walk away situation. It's a walk away situation. And so I've got a mind, because next week, next show, I'm gonna do why we should have hope, but why we shouldn't have hope show. So we don't have the on the shoulder, the encourager, on the other shoulder, the truth.
That should be interesting.
This right here, I mean, we see, especially in the apocalypse here, we've seen an inordinary amount of extraordinary things that have happened with no end in sight. No end in sight.
That is true.
So, be ready, brown sugar. Come in.
All ready.
With the Funkadelic. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word. If you want to continue to talk to me and my sparkly, glitter, encompassed co-host, you can jump into the smoothdrama.com chat room. Holla. Not catch you on the flip side. We are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.